Let us pray. Holy One, Holy Three, you restore and you sustain us. From the edges of society, you call to us. From the depths of our very selves, you call to us. Move, O Holy Spirit, in our hearts and lives. Don't just inspire us to action, drive us to it, and empower us to live into the will of God and the call of Christ. In all things, we seek your life-giving breath, so that all that we do carries a part of the holy with it. We offer this and all our prayers in the strong name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So, this week, I got a head start on my message. I actually got a head start. A lot of the time, it kind of ferments and percolates, and by the end of the week, I've got something. But I got a head start on Tuesday. I had a framework figured out. I had points that I wanted to touch on. And they were related to the readings, the teachings that we find in John's Gospel from Christ and from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians about the gifts that the Holy Spirit imparts. I was ready by Friday. Friday morning, I woke up, I was ready. Then, as often happens with things connected to the Holy Spirit, life happened. Life happened and it threw what I had in mind into something of a spin. It's not that what I'd worked on wasn't important, and you'll surely hear some of it today, but my focus changed Friday afternoon. Now, as many of you know, or maybe you don't, Friday's my day off. It's a day off for a lot of ministers. It gets us ready and rejuvenated for the weekend and for worship to come. It's also a day for doing chores and laundry and dishes, things that pile up when you live in a house with twins. At around 1 in the afternoon, I heard the mailbox clang, a telltale sign that the mail carrier had come and gone. I didn't think anything of it, and I went about what I was doing. I think I was sweeping. After a while, I thought to check the mail, only to find that the mail hadn't actually come, because the envelope that was there had no postage, and it had no address. It just had the following. Greg, could you move forward one? Hashtag Becca told me to. How many people have heard this? Yeah? Hashtag Becca told me to. It's a Twitter handle. For those of you who don't know Twitter, it's a way for getting a message around about something. I'd heard about this tagline before, but I didn't really know the full extent of the story. It was started by a 17-year-old teen in Riverview, New Brunswick. Rebecca Schofield, who was battling with brain cancer for the last 2 years, found out that her condition was terminal in December. Undaunted by this, she has enlisted the help of others to help her fulfill her bucket list. Becca isn't asking for money. She's not looking for a fancy car or a luxurious trip. She's simply asking people to perform acts of kindness in her honor. In the envelope I found in the mailbox, there was one thing. A Cineplex movie pass for two. Which was perfect, because Natalie and I were planning on going to the movies yesterday, so it was great. But along with the movie pass, there was something else in the envelope. It wasn't written on paper, but the message was clear just the same. Do good for your neighbor. Be kind. Be recklessly kind. And live into loving and random acts of kindness. I don't know who the person is. I appreciate that they thought of Natalie and I, or maybe they were a complete stranger and just threw it in our mailbox. And I'm not going to try and seek them out to thank them, because that's not the point. It's that whole pay it forward thing in a different hat, but it's one that reminds us, as Becca does, that life is precious. That every moment should be one overflowing with love. I had to tell this story today because today we're focusing on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, more than our conscience, it is our guide. It is our companion, the spark of the divine moving in and through our lives. In the Gospel of John, we hear that the Holy Spirit is much the same for us as Christ was to his disciples, a teacher, a leading force, a reminder of all that we are called to do, all that we're called to live into in this world. So the Holy Spirit is a force that nudges, that pushes us to acts of love for all of the children of God, not just our family, because you gotta love family, not just our friends, because you love them, because you chose them, but strangers, our brothers and sisters in this world who we do not know and yet are called to love simply because they are our brothers and sisters in this world. But like everything that has to do with God, everything that is God, the Holy Spirit is more than just that small voice guiding us on our way. It is that, but it's also the source of all of our gifts, of all of our passions. It's why when we discover those gifts and those passions, we can't help but share them with the world. Whether our gift is teaching, preaching, healing, protecting, guiding, mentoring, supporting, empowering, all our gifts given and infused with the Holy Spirit. And we cannot possess those gifts without the drive of the same Spirit to share them with the world. That's what we find in the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, that for each of us, all of us, all of us, we have been gifted by the Spirit. That we are connected by that same Spirit, and that we are empowered by that same Spirit to enliven the world and to share the good news of God's great and boundless love. But you know what? The Holy Spirit's more than that, too. It's the still small voice that can get lost in the noise. It's the gift that reminds us of our purpose and drive. But in the book of Proverbs, we hear that the Holy Spirit is something else too. She is wisdom. But she does not gently push us to live into our gifts, nor does she whisper softly the way that we should go. No, as Proverbs 1:20 and following says, she cries out in the streets. In the squares, she raises her voice. At the busiest corner, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gate, she speaks. You see, the Holy Spirit is more than just a passive voice calling the winds to move, the waves to roll, and the light to shine. She is the wind, the winds of change that blow through the world, clearing the dust from our eyes so that the path can be made clear. The wind that is at our backs, driving us to living rightly and righteously in a world that's lost its way. She is the wave of passion and justice that rushes to the shores of oppression and fear, a wave crashing on the rocks of tyranny, and oh, how those rocks crumble. And she is light. The spark that no amount of darkness can quench, that no night can consume. She is the flame that burns hot and catches quick to cleanse us of our fears and remind us of who we are, who we really are, who God has always called us to be. What a force is the Holy Spirit, made more beautiful, made more terrifying, because it lives in us. It's beautiful because we're not mere bystanders. We are the wind, the wave, the light, empowered and emboldened by the Holy Spirit burning within us. And it's terrifying for pretty much the same reasons. Because it's up to us to answer the call of Christ, to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit that he was talking about in the Gospel of John, that we hear in the letter of Paul to the Corinthians, to be reminded that in our movements through this world, we are never alone. So let us listen for the whispers. Let us feel for the nudges. And let us follow the cries. Because she is calling to us, even now. Be radically, recklessly kind to your neighbors, known and unknown, because the true blessing that God gives is us to one another. And be the wave. Be the wave, like millions of women crying in the streets were yesterday, demanding that the rights of women and all be respected. Be the wave, for with the power of the Holy Spirit, all is possible. That is holy wisdom. Amen. I invite us now, as we've been doing for the last couple weeks, to offer together an affirmation of sorts. As we reflect today on the Holy Spirit, let us affirm our faith in God, one in three and three in one, as we reflect on the Holy Spirit. Let us offer this affirmation of faith together. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who moves upon the hearts of men to restrain them from evil and incite them unto good, and whom the Father is ever willing to give unto all who ask him. We believe that he has spoken to holy men of God in making known his truth to men for their salvation, that through our exalted Savior he was sent forth in power to convict the world of sin, to enlighten men's minds in the knowledge of Christ, and to persuade and enable them to obey the call of the gospel, and that he abides with the church, dwelling in every believer as the Spirit of truth, of power, of holiness, of comfort, and of love. Now, empowered and emboldened by the Holy Spirit, let us join our hearts and voices together as we sing our hymn of praise found in More Voices, number 150, Spirit God, be our breath.